And, Rach, your mate Kim Kardashian, she likes taking selfies.
Well, she's known for it,
famous for her selfies, amongst other things. She's been instructed by doctors to not take photos because selfies because of an injury which she's got.
Yeah, so basically, in one of the upcoming episodes for Keeping Up with Kardashians, it shows her asking her assistant to take a fake selfie for her. So basically, Kim's got her arm out as if she's taking the photo in the photo, but someone's actually holding the camera for her taking the picture.
Why does it have to look like you're taking the photo?
I don't know why she doesn't just ask someone to take the photo of her. Why does it have to look like she's taking a selfie? Who knows?
I don't know the exact reason as to how she got this injury, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's because she's been taking too many selfies.
Yeah, probably.
How hard is it to press your button?
Apparently the doctor said she can't hold her phone in a certain way. Don't hold your phone like that.
It's so probably she can't because take a selfie. She's got selfies wrist.
Yeah.
Bit of just
the
cramped
case
up.
Of the old selfies wrist. Oh, you know, a bit of that.
I can't say I've had it myself, but all the same, it's got to be up there with one of the most embarrassing injuries.
Oh, yeah.
A selfie-inflicted wound.
Yeah. That's not good at all.
On 13, 12, 16 this morning, we're really keen to take your calls on embarrassing injuries.
I mean, injuries, half the time, not half the time, you can be doing something. They're always accidental, you know? So you're doing something maybe just a bit regular, or maybe you are doing something a little bit silly, and then you end up getting an injury. I had a friend that fully, broke her toe and was in a moon boot, and all this drama was in crutches and everything, just because she stubbed her toe. Stubbed the toe on the coffee table.
It's a classic one, because stubbing your toe, it seems like such a little minor thing, but then you're suddenly in a moon boot because
of it. And dramas galore.
I told you just about over the weekend, I was at my mate's place. He's got a spa. This is ridiculous.
So
talk about embarrassing
injuries. Embarrassing.
He's got this big spa, and there's a few of us mates in it, and he's decided he wanted to free Willy out of the spa. And by that I mean, if you've seen the movie Free Willy, the whale, jumps over the edge into freedom. He decided he wanted to swim and then just, leap out and dive out.
And he hurt his chin, didn't he?
He landed on his chin. His chin landed on the edge of the spa. It was a stupid thing to try.
I don't know if anyone can get more embarrassing than that story.
Yeah.
Embarrassing injuries.
Yeah. Had you hurt your chin? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, just same normal thing, you know, just trying to do a free willy out of a spa.
Yeah.
What?
But 13, 12, 16, give us a call of your embarrassing injury. What did you do?
And we've got Miranda on the line. Have you had an embarrassing injury?
I have. So at my husband's 10-year reunion, I possibly had one too many to drink. Decided to throw an 80-kilo dude over my shoulders and squat. To put this into perspective, I'm a 5'2", 50-kilo female, obviously. Woke up the next morning and could not walk. I tore my hamstring so bad that I was just in immense pain for weeks. I had to go see, go and get dry needling done and all sorts of rehab for that. Stupid rookie error.
That is hilarious, Miranda. So at the time, Miranda, were you able to actually pick him up and did you keep on dancing after that? Did you know how bad the injury was?
Oh, yeah, I was fine. It was great. I got perfect form and everything. I was super impressed. But, yeah, the next day, not so good.
Oh, God. At least you got to enjoy the rest of the night, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
Miranda,
that's
so
absolutely gold.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.